Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Jose Zambrano Tafoya helps the Brotherhood. Tell me some more about this young man, said the Holy Hermit to Padre Martinez. Well, let's see now, began Padre Martinez as he looked around for the baptismal register that was lost among the various papers atop a small writing table. At length he produced a volume labeled Liber Baptismorum, and he began to shovel through its pages while continuing to talk. This poor young man that has been hounded by the bishop ever since his arrival here in New Mexico on August the 9th of 1851. Ah, yes, here we are, he said, locating the baptismal entry for Jose Zambrano Tafoya. With his squat index finger, he pointed as he slowly read. On April the 6th of 1829, I, Padre Martinez, poured the sacramental waters over this one male child born on the 3rd of April, 1829, in the village of Arroyo Seco, parish of the Most Holy Trinity. His parents, Hipólito de Jesús Tafoya, and his mother, María Concepción Chávez, brought the child to Taos for baptism. According to his godparents, Antonio Chávez and María Bárbara Sánchez, who are also his maternal grandparents, his name is to be José Zambrano Tafoya. His paternal grandparents are Juan Paulín Tafoya and María Isabel Córdova. I have anointed him with the Oleum Sanctum and affixed my signature upon this document. Padre Martinez closed the registry and smiled absent-mindedly to himself. You have a great fondness for this young man, said the hermit to Padre Martinez as he studied his face. Yes, said the priest. He is one of the chosen ones. He was less than 10 years old when a battle broke out at Santa Cruz and Chimayo against the Mexican government. The Mexican government was represented by the villeros, that is, by the officials in Santa Fe, who are trying to impose a heavy tax on everything. The people felt that it was unfair. It has since become known as La Batalla de los Chimayosos. The rebellion spread to Taos and to Arroyo Seco. But God looks out for Jose Zambrano, and he is surely saving him for some special purpose. The priest rambled on. When Jose Zambrano was less than 20 years old, he met the Mormon prophet Joseph Smith. It didn't matter that the two men were of different faiths on that 27th of June of 1844. Jose Zambrano treated the leader with respect. The hermit could see the admiration that the priest had for the young man. He was somewhat startled when Padre Martinez said, "But enough for tonight. Let me show you to your bedroom." Giovanni was embarrassed to tell the priest that he had never slept on a bed, but that he preferred the bare, packed earth floor. As Padre Martinez moved away, taking the kerosene lamp with him, the hermit crept down slowly to the floor and to a corner of the room. He lay his head on his arm, and he fell asleep. It was a troubled sleep, though. Again, the holy hermit felt himself being lifted up and carried to a different time and place. He saw the face of a young man who surely had to be Jose Zambrano. He saw him dressed in full clericals, preaching and administering the sacraments in the village of Picuris, just a short distance away. He saw him transferred closer to Santa Fe, to the village of Jemez, and inspiring the native people there by his kindness and wisdom. As the hermit lay on the floor, he saw Jose Zambrano being raised by the hand of the bishop himself. He was given guardianship over the Indian village of Cochiti. At the bishop's bidding, he saw Jose Zambrano approach a man named Manuel de Jesus Hurtado. Both men were standing under a tree, scribbling carefully and carrying on a learned discourse. The holy hermit felt himself hovering over them, and from above he read the document, which turned out to be a set of guidelines for the Holy Brotherhood that had been at odds with the Church for many years. The guidelines of the Holy Brotherhood recognized the sovereignty of the bishop and of his successors. Peace would come to the Church in New Mexico because of it. Giovanni looked further into the future, and he saw Jose Zambrano Tafoya adopting a little orphaned boy, raising him and giving him the name of Martin Chavez. He would be transferred to serve the needs of southern New Mexico. When the hermit woke up with a start, It was early morning. He walked quietly outside and he sang the dawn song called El Alba. When Padre Martinez peeked into the hermit's bedroom, he noticed that the bed had not been slept in. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.